Jeray Eaton launched her company Printabilities in Stamford 9 years ago. The company provides marketing and branding for Yale New Haven Hospitals, the Connecticut Lottery, and other clients. She's one of the few but proud entrepreneurs in the state who happen to be black. To get started, she was able to write a business plan and find helpful advice from some state agencies.
I know a lot of the resources within the state of Connecticut, and they get tired of me because I'm always asking questions.
Eaton says she's tapped into minority assistance programs with the Small Business Development Center, or SBDC, and other agencies. Through her resourcefulness and at times badgering government small business agencies, she's managed to thrive. And she says she expects her company to earn more than $1 million next year. But her company has still faced the challenge of being excluded in some economic circles in Connecticut. Eaton says she's been given inaccurate information about bids and sometimes late information, so her company cannot compete. She says others in the black community struggle, in part because there isn't a united effort to make the business playing field level.
The big joke is the gay, lesbian, transgender, bisexual community, they have a better NAACP than we do. The other big joke is the Hispanics have a better NAACP than we do. So we really need for the black community to get together. Other communities have it together, and you can see by how they're moving forward economics in their community.
Eaton says too many black entrepreneurs are paying for that lack of unity and their own lack of knowledge about establishing and growing a small business. Part of that is a lack of mentorship. Jennifer Ness Clark is an African-American consultant with the SBDC. She's in a newly created position that shepherds minority entrepreneurs. Clark says people who come from generations of entrepreneurship tend to have resources that give them an advantage. But she says most black entrepreneurs don't have those advantages.
And so if we're not tapping into the resources that are available, or if we're not educated enough to understand how to do a business plan or any of those type of things that help your business to grow and thrive, then we will never be able to succeed.
Clark says she travels between Stamford, Norwalk, and Bridgeport offering counseling. She helps entrepreneurs tap into the 6.25% of state contracts set aside for minority business enterprises. Norwalk native LaTanya Langley was recently appointed to the city's Business Advisory Council. She says it's important when establishing a thriving local economy to create a business community that's inclusive. Growing up in Norwalk, she says she saw bakeries, wedding shops, and African art stores owned by people of color.
It just felt good being from Norwalk and to walk into a particular shop where they knew my parents or they knew my grandparents. And it made Norwalk seem like a place where you didn't want to leave. Having minority businesses helps support the culture of Norwalk, and I want to see that for my children and my children's children.
Langley says the council wants to streamline the application process to make it simple for small business hopefuls. New Haven Mayor Tony Harp also wants to make her city attractive for black-owned businesses. The city has a small contractor development program and ordinances to hire and contract with minority and women-owned businesses. But Harp says minority involvement has suffered. She wants to change that, not only to help the communities in New Haven thrive, but also to make them safer.
One of the things that we need to do in order to make our city safer is to assure that people are gainfully employed and that they feel a certain ownership, if you will, of the city by the work in which they do and by those who own businesses who look like them, and that they see that there's real opportunity here. And when you feel that way, then you're not going to engage in crime.
The NAACP of New Haven recently launched a business loan fund. Harp says she would like to establish another fund through the city. For now, she says she's creating a team in her administration that will focus on improving the business climate for minority entrepreneurs. Therese L.S. Gray, WSHU News.